I'm running because I believe it is absolutely essential to carry on the good work that we've accomplished during the last 7 years.
The next president and the next first lady, Vice President Mrs. George Bush.
Well, not quite president yet. But after seeking the office for 10 years, George Bush is indeed the front runner around the nation for the Republican nomination. Republican political analyst Kevin Phillips.
Aside from Iowa, where Dole is ahead in the Iowa caucuses, you've got to say Bush is leading the field. He's ahead nationally. He's ahead in New Hampshire. He's ahead in the Super Tuesday states.
My experience, combat pilot, blessed with a good education, build a business.
If you were designing a presidential candidate, you would give him...
Republican Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution.
And a bit of party experience, so that'll be the national chairman. You'd want him to have some foreign policy experience, maybe send him to China and the UN.
I ran the intelligence community for 1 year.
George Bush has the ultimate resume. The best intelligence
in the entire but if things are so rosy for George Bush, why do doubts persist among Republicans that he can be elected? For one thing, it is the very fact that he is the vice president.
Vice presidency is a marvelous place to get the nomination, but not a marvelous place to get elected. The office of vice president is a shadow. And you've never seen a shadow who moved independently.
I'd like to just have cameras go over there, and if we can have everybody else...
Tell the principal, bring the kids out, and have them line up.
There are some advantages to being vice president. The panoply of power is already there. The squads of aides, the limousines.
Delegation from China that's doing business or wants to do business with the people of Iowa.
They come with an aura of office about them. They have all of the trappings. It's Air Force Two, not some commercial jet that flies them into Des Moines.
Go check it out in China.
He's got to worry, in a sense, that there's too much protection. There are too many, that it begins to look like a goon squad pushing him through to the next event. After all, the beauty of our system of nominating people is that they still have to go out there and shake hands. They still have to press the flesh and meet people in Iowa, in New Hampshire, and so forth. And if he becomes overprotected, that's a real danger.
But the office itself is not enough. George Bush is the fourth incumbent vice president in the last 30 years to run for president. Richard Nixon lost in 1960 and didn't make it to the White House until 8 years later. Other vice presidential losers, Walter Mondale and Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey was a strong liberal all his life, but after serving as Lyndon Johnson's vice president, he was deemed by the young people to be the spineless go-along, and he got hurt, and I think George Bush suffers from some of the same thing, and a lot of it is institutional.
It's a good thing. I happen to believe that public service is honorable, and that's why I've leaned over backwards in terms of disclosing income tax returns and all the things that some would think of as a violation of their privacy. I think it's good because it restores credit, restores credibility.
Kevin Phillips thinks that George Bush has other problems that suggest he should not even be the Republican nominee. For one thing, his patrician background.
Making a bowl. Is that like one of these things they use in these...
He just doesn't convey a sense of being one of the boys or your average man or all the things that Bob Dole is raising about him in this campaign, and I think the Democrats would raise if Bush was the nominee.
Good to see you guys. You got film in there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here, give it a tip. Here, get over here. You and me.
But Stephen Hess, who has written extensively about presidential politics, thinks that the Bush background, Andover, Yale, and family wealth, is no bar to the presidency.
American politics historically works both ways. We have our log cabin presidents, and that's just grand, our Abe Lincolns, and we have our patrician presidents, our George Washingtons, our Thomas Jeffersons, and the American people are not concerned about that. The American people think in some way, these people are not going to have their hand in the till. They're going to serve me. And if they feel that George Bush is comfortable with who he is, I think that's the important thing.
I just say a few words and then they know what they're going
to
do.
So I'm going to revert back to the old George Bush, which is less interesting and doesn't make as much news.
But Phillips thinks Bush is not quite comfortable with his public identity.
Well, I think there's a wimp factor that he gets from some unfortunate things he does, like after the debate with Geraldine Ferraro, he brags about how macho he was in that. I don't think anybody thought he was macho, and they sort of sneered at that.
Trying to kick a little ass left. Oh, God, he hurt.
So I think the term wimp, in some respects, is unfair, but in some respects, he brings it on himself.
Al, you supported it in the spring of 1982. I have a speech you gave on it.
I think you'll recall I fought it like the bloody death at the cabinet table. I never heard a wimp out of you. Not a word.
Because I'm for it.
The wimp factor, I think, is a Washington phenomenon. You don't hear much about the wimp factor in Dayton or Baton Rouge or San Diego. It's also in somewhat a product of the vice presidency. If you're not going to stand up as an independent force, ergo, therefore, you're going to be a whip.
I think most people don't think that matter that was investigated to the tune of $10 million and exhaustive hearings by the Congress and by the Tower Commission. Most people I talk to, and most polls I see, show that it's not an issue at all.
Republican critics of the vice president think there is real political danger in the Iran-Contra affair.
I expressed certain reservations about it, and I was pleased
that George Bush's expression of reservations about the arms sale appears weak.
But you know, let me tell you something, John. You and the media have a fascination with Iran that I don't think the American people are interested in that much.
This man is a former CIA director. He should be held to a higher level of knowledge of the workability of this sort of clandestine gamesmanship than just about anybody. So in that sense, his failure to be affirmatively in there to me is revealing that either he was kind of spineless or he's not the expert that we thought he was.
Mr. Vice President, could you clarify your statement?
In other words, why couldn't George Bush be like George Shultz and object vociferously to the Iran-Contra affair?
No. Whoever says that doesn't understand the vice presidency. The Secretary of State can resign. The Secretary of State can be fired. The vice president can't resign, and the vice president can't be fired. The vice president must give his opinion to the president in total confidence, understanding that that's as far as it goes, and understanding that it stops there in that room.
President, how do you feel about Mr. Reagan coming forward to support you?
Add that to the trade deficit and the win in Michigan.
Why do you think he did come forward?
Mr. Reagan, the former chief of staff, said, yes, I remember that Bush did have those reservations. He's telling it like it was, so now he has an excuse to slam that box shut.
What do you think it means, Mr. Vice President?
It means, as far as I'm concerned, that all questions have been answered, and that's the last one I'll take on that subject. I want to talk about this.
But the issue just won't go away. It came up again this week, and once again, George Bush declined to give further details.
They've said, well, the voters are tired of this issue and let's get beyond this. You're saying it's not going to happen, it's going to last, and they're going to still say, well, what kind of guy were you?
Well, maybe it won't be this issue, maybe it'll be some other issue, but I think he's going to have to begin to tell people what he did during these 8 years, what role he played, what he thought about the great issues. He wasn't just sitting there as Ronald Reagan's staff aide. He was the vice president of the United States. He's now running for the presidency. He's got an 8-year record in public service he's got to make come alive.
We get a lot of questions asked, you know, now in the political context about Iran and all that. And my answer to it is that, look, you give me all. I'll take all the blame for anything might have gone wrong there if you give me half the credit for all the good things that we've done since this administration came into power.
Bush in 88! Bush in 88! Bush in 88!
Except for Iowa, George Bush is the front runner around the country. But few Republicans think that lead is secure or certain.
All right. Yeah. Great. Good to see
y'all. Is he a moderate? Is he a conservative? Is he a genuine conservative or a conformist conservative who'll go back to his moderate? People don't know. The conservatives don't know. The moderates aren't sure.
My hunch, if I just had to guess, is that in a strange way, in much the way that Walter Mondale did it in 1984, he will ultimately back into the nomination. Along the way, there will be a lot of error and a lot of press speculation on how he's going to be overtaken, ultimately, the others have to move very fast to catch up to him at this point. He has a substantial lead.
Come on, let's get a picture.
Cam, we need a card. Good to see you. Not at all. Nice to see you, sir.